5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I need to take a piss. I'm going to piss my pants and I'm going to piss in a bottle.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Okay.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Welcome to the Rush Hour, and what a beautiful sunny day it has been. A beautiful day indeed. And I look across, and what a beautiful man. Nick Riewoldt, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you, Bill. It's only taken 2 days, and we're rolling out quotes of me talking about taking a piss. So it's nice to have been fully welcomed in to, back in, I should say, to the Triple M family. Good to see you, Bill.
Good on you, mate. We've got another one to welcome to the Triple M family shortly. But this man, he always comes back. He's a star. G'day, Rebsy.
He couldn't control it either, Del Santo. He's got it again, slipped over, feeds it back. Opportunity for Harvey. Goes down towards Harford. Look out! Oh, Riewoldt, remarkable. Oh,
what a mark.
That mark, Roo, just what was going through your head? Why?
I'm not falling for this. I know what you two are doing. You're just trying to butter up to me after yesterday when you rolled out the Dennis Cometti, snuck up like a librarian committee with Heath Shaw in here. You should have said, I got home last night, I've walked in, I've had the bottom lip going, Cass said to me, the kids have all, what, Daddy, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why is Daddy so upset? Why is he so flat? So I know you're just trying to lift my spirits a little bit. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. But it was a great mark.
It was a great mark. You're right, Bill. Didn't win Mark of the Year, though.
It did. What won Mark of the Year that year?
It was Ashley Sampey's hanger, which was a good mark. Yeah. It was a, you know, hanger at the G, but hangers a dime a dozen. You know, that's once in a lifetime sort of stuff.
It was. Hey, it was well done all that, but just to get serious for 1 minute, Rui.
Well, like,
just throw that out.
It's one of the greatest marks in history.
It was one of them, and we did love it. But yesterday with Eddie Maguire, and a friend of ours, and a friend of Triple M, of course, but also, and I woke up this morning, because you see it all and you read it all, I woke up this morning and I had one feeling, and that was sad, Rui. It's a sad day, it's sad that this has happened and how it has happened, I reckon. It's a sad day for the Collingwood Footy Club and a sad day for football overall.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, Bill, because, Eddie's made such an incredible contribution to the game. Now, clearly mistakes have been made, which have severely impacted people. We've heard some of those stories, and those situations are, I guess, attempting to be rectified or changed in the future so it doesn't occur again, and that's entirely appropriate. But I think what shone through yesterday was the passion Eddie has for the Collingwood football, and it was an emotion-charged press conference. There's no doubt about that.
Spot on. Passionate. That's a word that sums him up. He's very passionate about his two families, the Collingwood Football Club and obviously his family there with Carla and the boys. So all the best, Ed. That's what we can say. All the best. We'll get him on one day when he wants to just get back into the media. We'll get him on the Rush Hour and make him again.
Beauty. Not.
Hey, now, beautiful day today, but what a great day for the Aussies in the tennis yesterday at the Australian Open, Roo.
It was. We've been sort of waiting the anticipation over the past couple of weeks for the tennis to actually start. Was it going to start? And the Aussies have fared pretty well so far, Bill. It was Barty was she was clinical last night, wasn't she? So she was amazing. But spare us a thought for her poor opponent, Danka Kovinic. She spent 20,160 minutes in quarantine for 44 minutes of tennis. That's not a great return on investment, is it, Bill?
No, and I don't think it is. The old donut, 6-0, 6-0. She lost the first 16 points. So that doesn't help, I reckon. So that's a long time to be locked up. You get out and then you just, it reminds me of Rabsy, that, just how quick that was all over. But anyway, well done.
What's that again?
Well done, Ash.
What does that
well
mean, Bill?
Ash. Well, I tell you what was good. Watching me old mate, Kokkinakis.
That's cock to me.
Oh, fair dinkum. Who, this is a great story. I think he's broken a 6-year drought without winning at the Australian Open.
No. And he hasn't played for about 6 years because he's been injured.
Yeah, so he hasn't won there for 6 years. So you're right, Bill.
Yeah.
You stumbled into it.
Rabs, shut up. Exactly.
That's good.
He won easy. And he has had a lot of injuries, hasn't he, Nico?
Yeah, he has. So he's done it the hard way, and he spoke about that in his post-game press conference.
Yeah, he also spoke about what he was wearing as well.
Mate, Kmart special. I went to Chadston, bought some $6 tees and went to work. I just felt comfortable in it. I tried to order some more online, but they got cancelled and they didn't make it through to South Yarra. So it's tough out here, man. It's not what it used to be, but it's all right. Blue collar way.
Yeah, we love that. Right. We love the boy. We spoke yesterday about Nick Kyrgios and how we love a bit of the bad boy stuff, but we love nothing more than a redemption story. So blue collar, doing it the hard way. Roll your sleeves up. $6 tees, Billy.
Well, how good's that? Everyone's wearing their Nike and their Adidas, which I'm an athlete of, by the way.
Nike's
and also,
good game,
yeah. Someone has got one pieces, wearing one pieces or half one pieces, and then he comes out with a $6 Kmart T-shirt. Well done to you, Cock.
I reckon
love
he's
that.
Guaranteed about $200,000 now. That's a lot of Kmart T-shirts.
That is. Yep. Mm. You back the truck up with that sort of coin. Hey, Sammy Stosur was in action as well.
Yes.
She beat fellow Australian Destiny Iava and... First win in the first round for a long time for Sam Stosur. I think 5-year drought without a win in the first round. And for a Grand Slam champion, Sam Stosur, what a star she is. That's great for her to get through to the second round.
And poor old Destiny, it just wasn't with her, was it? Also, the other one,
clever
Alex Dimon.
Clever.
Dimonor, who he had a great win. And what about Alexei Popyrin? I don't know much about Alexei. Do you know him? He had a good win.
I know he won. That's about all I know,
oh,
Bill.
Thanks. And Chris O'Connell, what about him?
Yeah, what happened there, Bill?
He won too.
Oh,
he's an Aussie, Nick.
He's another Aussie. We love that. No, so good day. Good day. Lots of W's.
Exactly, and it'll be a good day today because guess who is up next? One of your old mates, of course, come across from Fox Footy. The Chief will join us.
The Chief.
That's massive. And your hump day quiz after that too. It's a big rush hour with Rui and Billy on Triple M. Nick Rewalt and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. And Billy, people are calling it the greatest return ever.
For 4 years, this show and this station has been missing part of its soul.
I don't know where we're at. No. We've completely lost our way.
We've tried to carry on.
Don't like to show that I'm an emotional sort of a bloke and I know crying from Wilbur.
But the shadow cast over Triple M has left us in eternal darkness.
I'm going to resign. Oh. I cannot carry on like this.
Bill.
But then...
Oh, hello, Bill.
A light growing ever brighter, bringing with it the hope of a storied return.
Here we go.
I can't believe this, Jim.
Until finally, the clouds clear, the heavens sing, and he who we thought we'd lost announces his arrival.
Hello, toolbags.
4 premierships, 3 Colemans, AFL Hall of Fame legend, a member of Hawthorn's Team of the Century, and a legend of Triple M footy.
Brayshaw, ship up!
Please welcome back the Chief, Jason Dunstall.
Oh, I don't know. How can you add to that? Fair dinkum, 4 years, 1,460 days, and the Chief is back at Triple M.
Good afternoon, gents. My great mate, Rui. How are you, champ?
Hey, Chiefy.
Best bud. Great to have you on board, mate.
Gee whiz. Haven't things changed? Would you have thought the Chief, the Triple M Chief, would be the sort of man to put his arm around a young bloke, nurture him, teach him the ropes, show him the way through? Well, I think there's a changed product coming back to Triple M.
Only because there's a young bloke worth putting the arm around and nurturing. Who are you working with, really?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm on with Billy.
Oh, Bill. How are you going, Bill?
Hello, Fat. How are you? Now, tell us.
I love you too, Billy.
Of course, 1,254 goals from the Chiefs, 718 from Rue, and 441 from Anthony William. That's 2,413, the best forward line you'll ever see. And, Chief, how are you going? And I reckon you have softened up a bit.
Oh, absolutely. I think age does that to all of us, doesn't it, Bill? Where would you have played in that forward line, Bill?
Well, I would get rid of you because you're a bit, you're out in the pocket, so you'd take a lesser defender, and Roo could run up the ground, and the old Wilbur just sits in the goal square and takes hangers all day.
Yeah, see, there's the problem. There's the problem, confusing ambition with ability, Billy boy. So what would have happened is, here's what would have happened, William. I would have been in the goal square and I would have pushed you up the field. Then Rui would have said, what are you doing in my area? Yeah. Between the two of us, we would have called out the runner and said, get this slog off.
Well, he's back. Mate,
that's what happened with Ablett. Hey, what are you bringing to Triple M? What are you going to do at Triple M? Because you're going to be working with me and, speaking of flogs, Brayshaw.
No. Why? Oh. I'm doing some Friday nights, Bill.
Oh, righto. I didn't read it right. Righto.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't coming back to work with you and Bray. Nah, look, we'll have some chats, mate. But I'll be doing some Friday night footy, which I'm really looking forward to getting back into. I've missed doing radio.
What about your summer, Jase? How have you been occupying yourself? It's been a little bit of a different year.
It has been, Rui. I got out straight after the grand final, went up to Darwin and did my quarantine, and I spent 3 months in Queensland, effectively in Brisbane. Depending on the time, and some good mates.
How many mates you got?
Well, a handful, Bill. I mean, I don't call everyone a mate the way you do, but I have a very tight-knit group of mates, and it's great to be able to spend time with them. But more importantly, got to spend a heap of time with Mum, which is great, because you never know how long they're going to be around for, William.
No, spot on. I've lost both parents now, and you're spot on. Do as much time as you can there. Well done to you, Chief. Do you go back to Cooperoo and just go and have a look at the local ground where you kicked all the goals and where it all started?
No, I wouldn't think that happens, Bill. It was just enjoying the warmth and the sunshine and having a few frothies as you like to have every now and then, Bill.
Yeah, too many. How are you? How's your weight?
Weight's there, yeah. Haven't missed it.
Mate, well, what about some of the people you work with at Triple M back where you are when you were a star here on the network? Yes. Who are you most looking forward to sitting in the box on a Friday night with?
Well, it's a slightly new look team with Junior Fang working on Friday nights now. Really,
Brownie,
our good mate Nathan Brown.
Have you ever seen Nathan Brown? He's got this one little tooth off to the side. It's like a child's tooth stuck in an adult mouth. So
yeah, a little Dracula fang.
Yeah, that's right. So back in the old gospel days, we gave him the nickname Junior Fang.
Oh, speaking of the gospel, what have we got there, Rabs? Have we got any gospel stuff? Be careful.
Oh no, yeah, we do.
No, really? None of that. 181 process. Marks, a world record, 168 of them uncontested.
What about when people say world record?
World record.
It's an AFL record.
Yeah, but that's
record.
All right. What about US baseball, the World Series?
There you go.
Oh. Oh, that's all we could find.
It. That's all.
That's the only thing that was fit to go to air these days, I reckon.
You're probably right, Jason.
Nathan Brown has got baby teeth, bud, hasn't he?
He has.
It's funny. He's got these baby teeth
and enormous calves.
He's a small man, but we're going to have a lot of fun. And Luke Darcy. Darcy is still there. And Howie, who's just become a media juggernaut.
Global Howie.
I'm not sure how we control him.
And old Four Eyes, Damien Barrett, don't forget him.
Purple, absolutely. The Warriors are ripper, mate.
We love him. Hey, well done, Chief. All the best, mate. How's it all going over there at Fox? You're still there?
Yeah, I am.
No. Oh, shit.
I'm here, cocker.
Righto. I didn't know if you got the lemonade and sauce or you're still there.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just say a word on there?
He did. Times have changed, Jase. That's how it all happens over here.
I know. The reception's dropping in and out, so I might just say goodbye. Chief out, Flogs.
He's gone, that's too. He'll be gone.
He's hung up.
No, he'll be gone.
You can hear Chief, like he said, he'll be joining Friday nights with Howie Darst, Nath Brown and Damien Barrett on the preview as well, plus all this stuff he does at Fox Footy with you.
Yeah,
really?
He's a beauty. I mean, I had his poster on my wall as a kid, and then to go out and do the... Yes. Big Hawks fan when I was a kid. So then to be able to work with him now, I was in the car when my first year at Fox Footy after I'd retired, and we were doing a game down at Geelong, Chief and I, and so I got the text message at 10 a.m. swing by and pick me up at so and so. It was just an order. It wasn't a question. Can you pick me up? It was just swing by and pick me up. So I picked him up, had him in the car. We're heading down the freeway to Geelong, and my mum called, so I answered the phone and. As you do, you announce, hey, Mum, just so you know, Jason's in the car with me. And Mum's like, Jason who?
Oh.
Jason Dunstall. She goes, oh, my gosh, Jason, you should have seen Nick's bedroom when he was a child. He had your poster up. He had your jumper on the wall. He had the scarves. He wanted to change his name to Jason. Well, you reckon the chief hasn't dined out on that for the last 3 years?
He would love that.
Disaster.
How good's that?
Whose poster do you have on your wall, Bill?
Peter Knights, because I barrack for Hawthorn also, but Peter Knights, I'm a bit older than Roo Boy there. Hey, Rui, when you retired, what did you weigh?
About 97.
And what are you at the minute?
94-ish,
93,
94. How does that happen? What about you,
Bill? Go on the reverse blowout, Bill.
When I retired, I was 100, say. We'll say 100.
100.
And now... 130 or something. Anyway, what do we got up next?
Your quote, Bill,
up next.
Is up next.
Oh, my.
And then
I tell you, he loves it. I tell you, he loves it.
Who loves it?
Jason Revolt. He loves it.
Ah, yes. There you go.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Empty cans make the most noise. Think about it, Roo.
Okay. I'm with you.
Very poetic, Bill. Strong. Something that's not poetic is your strong quiz, and that's coming up next. It's a Rush Hour, Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Nick Revolt and Billy Brownless.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. And Rui, is this your first Hump Day Quiz?
Debut.
Oh, lucky you. You won't believe how good this quiz is.
How does it work, Bill?
Well, we get two contestants. They will be on the line very shortly. Five questions. Whoever answers... or the first to three, they win some prizes that Rabsy are about to read out. Mm-hmm. But you are the judge, Rui. So it's a very important job, this. You've got to work out who buzzes in first with their name.
With their name, okay.
Yep. What are the prizes, Rabs, while we're talking about that?
Yeah, we've got a $50 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher. It's beautiful down there. It's open 7 days a week, by the way. And a $270 Blundstone Boots voucher.
150-year guarantee on the Blundstones.
Apparently. That's what Rab said.
How many 150-year-olds come in to say, oh, after 148, yeah, my boots wore out?
Yeah, look,
not many.
I think I realised my mistake straight away.
That's all right. We'll make it.
Well, just admit it.
Rabs. I did. I admitted it yesterday. Right. Get the audio.
Let's have a chat to our contestants. Luke is there from Mount Clear. G'day, Lukey.
Hello, Bins. How you going?
Oh, Bins is good. Mount Clear, of course, in Ballarat. How is it? It'd be a lovely clear day today.
Yeah, it is. It's sunshine for a change, actually. It's good.
In Ballarat. You've been to Ballarat, Roo? Have you ever been down there?
Yes.
Well, you didn't know where.
No,
you go
played
Brighton.
Games of footy up there. Pre-season games, Bill.
I met Rui at AR Sportsman's Night in Ballarat, actually.
There you go, Bill.
Oh, and how was he? Was he rude?
Oh, no, lovely bloke. I'm a good Saints man as well.
Hey,
so
on
you,
Lukey. Try again, Bill.
Who's your favourite? Who's been the best St Kilda player, Lukey?
In my time, it'd have to be Rui or Lenny Hayes. Everyone loves Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny.
Oh, Lenny.
Anyone that talks about Lenny, everyone says loves Lenny. Yeah. It's just a thing.
Well, Ross Lyon did.
Everyone did, Bill. Everyone.
Everyone did.
Didn't you hear, Luke?
Did you?
Yes. No. The greatest.
I tackled him once and he didn't like that. But anyway, hey, good on you, Luke. And also joining us, now this man is a good friend of the Rush Hour. He's been around for a long, long time. And who have we got on the line there, Rui?
Loki.
Loki. Loki.
Hey, fellas, how are we?
Now it is Loki, isn't it?
Loki, whatever, mate.
Well, what is it?
Loki.
It's Loki, Bill.
Well, why spell it L-O-K-Y, Loki?
Because, like you, fat, I'm lazy.
What do you do, Lockie? What do you do?
Sparky.
Oh, good work. And you've got a joke for us.
I do. I thought you might save it for the end of the show, but what do you call a girl standing in the middle of a tennis court?
I don't know, Lockie.
Annette.
Annette, yes, do you get that, Roo?
Good. Does he get a point for that?
No, he doesn't.
But
this, you know how it works, boys. Jump in with your names, Luke and Lockie. Jump in. Five questions, a couple of audio questions, and away we go. Who caught coronavirus after hosting a tennis event and was seen?
Lukey.
Novak Djokovic.
Well done. This is a tennis themed quiz, by the way.
That's why we had the tennis joke.
That's right. Thank you, Rick. Yeah. Audio question, boys. Who said this?
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
That was Lockie on that one.
Old mate, Johnny McEnroe.
Yeah, old mate.
How good was he?
Old mate. Characters. We love the characters.
Yeah. Well, that's why we like Kyrgios, and that's about all. And number three, boys, who did Jim... Remember, Jim used to work on the show. Wasn't bad.
When's he coming? When's he back, Bill?
No, maybe September for a week. Right. Who did JB nickname Backyard Barbie?
Lockie.
Ash Barty.
Ash Barty. What about her yesterday?
One. Oh, 44 minutes work.
What's the score, Roo?
Lockie is currently winning 2-1, Bill. So this is an eliminator if Luke doesn't get this one.
Thank you. Another audio question for you boys. Who said this?
Lockie.
Ooh. For the win.
What did he say, Roo?
What did he say? He said...
I couldn't work it out.
Kokkinakis, which is... what do you call him? Kokkinakis?
Yeah.
Yeah, he banged your girlfriend. Sorry to tell you that, mate.
Oh, Roo. Who said that, Lockie?
The other old mate, Kyrgios.
Well done, and I reckon that's a win. That is a win for our boy Lockie, who come from behind and just went bang, bang, bang. Well done to you, Lock.
I was a real humdinger.
Hey, Lockie, you get to choose between a $50 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher open 7 days a week or a $270 Blundstone Boots voucher, which covers the entire cost of a pair of Blunnies.
I'll take the Blunnies with a 150-year warranty.
I like it. Oh, and Luke, what happened, Luke?
Radio silence there. Sorry, boys.
It happens, mate. It does happen.
Well, you got yourself a $50 voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery. It's a little bit far away from Mount Clear, but it's definitely worth the drive, mate.
It is.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks, boys.
Fair old sledge, too, from Kyrgios, wasn't it? To Stan Wawrinka.
Oh, no, just imagine hearing that.
Just middle of the game.
He wasn't happy. Throw, he wasn't
throw
happy.
Throw you off your game a little bit.
Wouldn't that play on your mind next time you went to serve? You're going, did he? Did he? Smother.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual.
Hey, ScoMo up to some unusual behaviour the last couple of days, ScoMo. Bill. So, do you remember this song?
To the dangers. Top Gun. That's Goose. And
great movie. Yeah. So, the Prime Minister was up making a defence announcement at the RAF base in Hunter Valley.
Yes.
Well, as he's walked out to the press conference, ScoMo.
He hasn't got a leather jacket.
He's had them organise Danger Zone.
He had that.
As he was walking out to the press conference to make his announcement.
Do you know who walks onto the footy field at training with that song on?
Who's that?
Patrick. Danger.
Patrick
Danger. He does
love
it too.
So he might have ripped that off, ScoMo, from Danger.
I reckon he has. Yes. ScoMo's taken off Danger.
What do you reckon the real fighter pilots were thinking when they were standing there?
Imagine ScoMo's.
Come on, ScoMo.
Very good. Hey, I've found this one. This will be trending. If it's not trending today, it will be trending tonight because thieves have been at it out there at Sexyland. Poor kitty.
These thieves still managed to swipe up to $10,000 worth of smaller adult products before then hitting the jackpot, carrying out a $4,500, 45-kilogram life-size doll named Kitty. Now, Kitty lost her head on the way out, but the thieves left it on the ground, placing her body onto the passenger seat of this white Ford Ranger with stolen plates before making their getaway.
There's Kitty. She lost her head, but...
headless. Poor kitty.
$4,500 for one of those sex dolls.
It's a significant investment, Bill, isn't it?
Anyway, Nick.
How does that compare on the market? Are they...
Well, you need cash.
Hey, not much of a Super Bowl yesterday in terms of the spectacle.
No.
You know, we wanted to see a shootout, and yeah, it was a little bit one-sided, but probably the highlight from the whole game, and this is I've only seen this retrospectively,
yeah,
was a superb piece of commentary,
yes,
from
yes,
Kevin Harlan on the streaker.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
How good's that?
That's just about the highlight, Bill.
It is. That's well the done, highlight. Nico.
Yeah,
well
found done. That one. You yeah, do a bit of prep before we come in, Bill. Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
I reckon that's the best trending we've done.
Exactly. I was happy with that. So I think we're getting better.
Mm.
Each show's getting better. And to finish it off with a magnificent joke.
Okay. Rui and Billy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. You can get us on the Triple M app and live on your radio at 6 p.m. Hey, Bill, tomorrow's show, Kieran oh, yes, Ma is going to talk All-Star Mile.
Oh, great. The famous horse trainer who's got the long hair and a big bushy beard. And he trains one of my horses, Unstoppable Bell. And let me tell you, it is stoppable. It just doesn't win. So we'll ask Kieran about that, of course. Hey,
we'll have some more trending stories as well.
That's
and another
good
quote.
Advertisement for him. Bill is the trainer.
Well, come on, Kieran. Pull your finger out. I'm still laughing about poor old Kitty who lost her head.
Oh, yeah. Hey, story.
And what about, how's our little our quiz, or not our quiz, our little stories going about unusual golf happenings on the course? Because I heard a good one from Hugh from Whittlesea, is that right?
Yeah, well, you're talking about the TaylorMade Sim 2 driving range your experience that we're giving away, Bill. Well, we yeah, want to hear your best golfing stories unusual, so you head that's to the it, Triple M website, triplem.com.au, Rui, and you go into running to be fitted with the all-new TaylorMade Sim 2 oh, driver, plus you get to smack some balls and drink some frothies with our man Billy here, the all-new Sim 2 driver reconstructed so you can swing away.
Have we got an update on the TaylorMade Sim 2 driver? Do we know? Has that shown up yet?
No,
the one
that was nicked by the driver.
The one that was flogged by the driver. So no driver and no driver. So, but I think I might get the Sim 2 when this all happens. So I'm looking forward to the driving range.
Drive out
thanks
to yourself,
good
Bill,
friends. Oh, yeah, you won't come. Can you play golf?
I play golf. Yeah.
You'd be no good.
Okay. Remember I'm Joey okay, told the I'm story okay, last week about the Maddie's match
yes,
game down in there?
Yes, very humorous, Joey. Where he hit the ball and then hit the wrong bloke's ball and
yeah,
that was a disaster.
He didn't hit Jeff Ogilvie's ball, did he?
He didn't, no, he right, didn't. Yeah. He hit, well, because I think Jeff would have been a little bit more gracious and just would have let it go. But the bloke that whose ball Joey hit,
yeah,
he wanted to make an example of it.
Oh, no.
So poor old Joey, he just got on the beers after that.
Well, Bill, that Joey, is a golfing story unusual. Like you did say, Hugh McMillan from Whittlesea Golf Club did enter at triplem.com.au. He said a few years ago he had 2 birdies on the same hole.
No.
Yeah,
he
said,
what, he hit one?
He said he played a wedge approach on the 16th hole. His yeah, ball was yeah, soaring high when it struck and killed yes, a bird about 40 feet in the air. His ball ricocheted onto the green about 6 inches from the hole, and then he tapped it in for a birdie.
That's good effort, that. It righto, is. What's next?
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
You 0 from 3 yesterday. That was yeah, shit ass, Bill.
But your quotes have been better, so I think oh, the jokes trending maybe the same way. That's all right.
Right.
That's all right.
Well, this one reminds me of you, Rui. So
yep,
a man is in the supermarket buying a banana, an apple and 2 eggs. That's all. The female cashier says, you must be single. The man says, yeah, how did you know that? She said, because you're f***ing ugly.
Oh. Okay.
Take that with you for the rest yeah, of your night. Enjoy your night. Everyone.
See, welcome back to Triple M. He just yeah, keeps hitting you between the eyes, yeah, boy, Bill.
Target board over here. Yeah. Throwing darts. None of them are hitting anything. Rapsy, that's the problem.
Same bat time tomorrow. 6 p.m. with the Roo Boy. He'll tell us about his mark or something else he's done.
I'll bring Heath Shaw back on again.
Oh, the smother. Like a librarian in the library.